or to ask his question, and then we'll make the transition.
Okay, so in the light of what we were just talking about, like cleansing yourself from vessels of dishonor or people who are in iniquity, so like say if I'm in fellowship with maybe a good friend who's a brother in Christ, and he's starting to get into some sin, in light of that, would that mean that I cancel my fellowship with them completely? Or?
It doesn't mean that you would cancel your fellowship with the meeting, but it does mean that you would allow distance to come between you and another brother after you have spoken with him about it and you've counseled with him about it. A couple of years ago, we took up Abraham and Lot, and there came the time in the lives of these two men where Abraham had to separate. He had to allow Lot to go his own way. We can't keep others. We can't be the one that keeps them in the pathway. But when they're not walking according to the revealed mind of God, we don't go with them. And I think that helps me to help make this transition. Sometimes we want to find the company first. Sometimes we want to find the company and then we look back. The order's wrong there. Just as I was thinking Tony was going to mention that a moment ago. In verse 21, it's not if the man or the woman. It's singular. It's an individual that is before the Lord that is exercised about that pathway. But then we come into verse 22. Flee also youthful lust. Tony's reminded us, you will lose every time. You will always lose when it's the flesh. The Spirit of God has not equipped us. The Word of God tells us to flee. And if when it says flee, I turn and try to fight, I can be sure of one thing. Number one, I've been disobedient to the Word of God. And I've tried to do something that the Lord has not equipped me or asked me to do. I've tried to fight. I will never win. I am called upon to flee youthful lust, faith, love, or charity, peace. Ah, isn't this nice? I find others that have been exercised along the same lines that the Spirit of God has exercised me. So I don't find a place. I know there's a place where Christ has put his name, but I find people. I find other vessels who are vessels unto honor, whom the Lord is using, and I cast, as it were, my lot with them.
Comment on the vessel in relation to verse 22 and to follow Tony in the first part of the verse. Flee also youthful lusts. And so we know that struggle. And as we've just been reminded, we lose when we try to fight it back with the flesh. But I am one, and I've said this many times locally, I love the little word but. I absolutely love that because it gives me the other side. And so if we look at this as a vessel now, and we have this vessel to flee also youthful lust, and we stop there, we've taken this vessel, and in a sense, we've poured it out, and now this vessel's empty. So there's a void there. And that's a problem. I need to fill it up. I need to take this vessel and I need to fill it up with something. And this is now for the believer where there's strength. This is where there's help. It's not in the flesh. I'm going to empty this vessel and get this poured out because we'll constantly be trying to get it empty and never succeed. But, and we have this but follow. And then we're told now how to fill up this vessel. We need to fill it up with, by following, that path of righteousness. Who's the righteous one? None other than the Lord Jesus. So he's the one that's before, and there it's a path of what is right according to Christ. Faith, we've been speaking of faith. Love, the very character of God expressed through the believer. Love, charity, and peace. So let's fill that vessel up now with that which is right. that which is proper for the believer, that which is honoring to God for the believer. And that's when I come into this exercise of where Chuck has just brought us. Now there's got to be somebody else that has that same desire, that same exercise. It's not just now I'm a full vessel and I'm all by myself sitting proudly in the cabinet as a full vessel. I'm all clean, I'm all full of the right things, and here I sit on the shelf. No, but now it's with the other vessels that have the same exercise.
I have a feeling that for verse 22, the first part can be confusing for some, where it says, flee the evil desires of youth, mainly because we're recently told in 2 Timothy chapter 1 that we're not given a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power and of love and self-discipline. And Ephesians 6:11 says, put on the full armor of God so that you may fight against the schemes of the devil. So in this case, it's more, it's a sense of confusion where we say, okay, when are we told to fight and when are we told to flee? And to raise an example, if a man suffers from, let's say, alcoholism, and he becomes a Christian, he's told to fight that urge when he wants, because he's going to have the temptation again, but he needs to flee the desire for it in the places that contain his addiction, such as a bar or a beer store or a party where alcohol is going to be served. Yes, he's told to fight it, and he is going to have to fight it, but if he goes willingly to places where it's going to be too hard to fight because of the temptation, it's better to flee it and fight it alone. Well, not really alone, but through accountability with other brethren and through prayer with God. Because when you have your word with you at home, it's just a whole bunch easier to stay focused and to do what you know is right.
I can partially help with some of the confusion. If you look kind of in context of what you're saying about the spirit of fear, it's not so much a spirit of fear of the sin itself, but a spirit of fear of the genuine faith, looking at verse 5, that is in you, which dwelt first in your mother, in your grandmother Lois, and your mother Eunice. And therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God, for God has not given us a spirit of fear. What it's saying there is it's speaking of how we are acting towards others, the fact of witnessing to them, not the fact of, because we rightly should be afraid of situations in which we can easily sin, but being afraid of witnessing, no.